Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Today, we're diving into something that can feel like a tightrope walk, developing the courage to take risks. Ever felt like you were on the cusp of doing something amazing, but fear held you back? You know that feeling when your heart races and your mind starts spinning with what ifs? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Life's not about playing it safe. It's about stepping outside our comfort zones and embracing those risks, because that's where the real magic happens. Now, being courageous doesn't mean diving headfirst into every crazy idea that pops into your head. It's about carefully evaluating opportunities, understanding potential downsides, but ultimately trusting ourselves to make a decision and see it through. It's about having that inner fire, that belief in yourself that says I can handle whatever comes my way. Think of it like this. Every successful person you admire, every groundbreaking invention, every daring adventure, they all started with someone taking a leap of faith. So how do we cultivate this courage? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. Firstly, reframe fear. It's not the enemy, it's information. Fear is telling you that something important is at stake. So instead of letting it paralyze you, listen to what it's saying. Analyze the situation, identify potential risks, and develop a plan to mitigate them. Remember, even the bravest people feel fear. It's how we manage it that makes all the difference. Secondly, practice courage in small doses. You don't have to conquer Everest on your first try. Start with smaller, manageable risks. Maybe it's speaking up in a meeting, trying a new hobby, or even just saying yes to something that initially feels uncomfortable. Each time you push yourself outside your comfort zone, you build confidence and resilience. Thirdly, surround yourself with supportive people. Having a strong support system is crucial. Share your goals and fears with trusted friends or mentors who will encourage you and hold you accountable. They can offer valuable advice, celebrate your successes, and be there to pick you up when you stumble. Fourthly, remember that failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of it. Thomas Edison famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Every setback is an opportunity to learn, grow, and refine your approach. Don't let fear of failure keep you from taking risks. Finally, trust your intuition. Deep down, you have a sense of what feels right for you. Listen to that inner voice. It might be whispering suggestions, nudging you in a particular direction, or simply giving you a gut feeling about a situation. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you've always dreamed of starting your own business. You have a great idea, but the thought of taking that leap and leaving behind the security of your current job feels terrifying. Fear whispers doubts in your ear. What if it fails? What if I can't handle the pressure? What if people think I'm crazy? But deep down, you know this is something you're meant to do. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. You can reframe that fear by analyzing the risks and creating a solid business plan. Practice courage by taking small steps, maybe start with a side hustle or attend networking events related to your industry. Surround yourself with supportive friends or mentors who believe in your vision. Remember that failure is not the end, it's a learning opportunity. And finally, trust your intuition. If this idea burns within you, it's worth exploring. So how do you apply all this? Think about an area of your life where you want to take a risk. Maybe it's asking for a promotion at work, pursuing a new creative passion, or simply speaking up more in conversations. Identify the fears holding you back and start chipping away at them with these strategies. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's taking action despite it. Go out there and make something amazing happen. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media. Use #HowToBeStoic and let's keep this conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay wise, and stay courageous. I'll be here cheering you on every step of the way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.